نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 4th of Muharram, 1444, and tomorrow will be the 4th as well. So our topic for tonight, inshallah, is our Islamic calendar and the Hijrah. The virtues of Muharram, the history of our Islamic calendar, what were sacrifices were made during this Hijrah and migration, and how important it is for us to practice on it. So let's take the first lesson, my brothers. What does the Quran Sharif say regarding our Islamic calendar, the month of Muharram? Chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna iddat al-shuhur inna Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Verily the amount and the number of months, lunar months, ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah in the book of Almighty Allah are 12 months. You will see just now, when we juxtapose and draw a comparison, everything today the West wants to try, that they brought about, this month also, they stole the number from Islam, that is 12. So when did Almighty Allah ordain and prescribe this 12 lunar months? Fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. The day Almighty Allah created this entire universe, that day already Almighty Allah decreed there be 12 lunar months. Minha arba'atun hurum. From these 12 lunar months, there will be 4 sacred and holy months. Thereafter, the Quran Sharif is silent. But yet another verse of the noble Quran, chapter 16, verse number 44, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana linnas. You, ya Rasul Allah, Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be the only rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So make tabiyyin, bayan, a explanation. An explanation briefly, and tabiyyin, to explain in detail. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Explain to the people in detail what was revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then they must wonder, ponder and reflect. So we go to Bukhari Sharif. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explain to the ummah what are the 4 sacred months. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Thalathun mutawaliyat. 3 are consecutive months, Zulqada, Zulhijjah and Al-Muharram. So these are the 3 consecutive months. And we have the month of Rajab. So these are the 4 sacred holy months. What do we mean by this? We mean that prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of paganism also, prior to the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these months came, there was automatic ceasefire. Nobody would engage in combat and war. Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting, people must have a free and safe passage to go for Hajj. And Zulhijjah, the people perform their Hajj. And then the month of Muharram, in those days there were no all these things we have, all these facilities and all the ease we have. So Qudumul Hujjaj, the month of the Hajjis are returning after Hajj Baytillah. So that is the wisdom. The month of Rajab, during the course of the year, people want to go and perform Umrah. They know they have a safe passage to the Baytullah. So everything of Islam, my brothers, is so unique, but we have to understand it. The virtues of Muharram, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, Afdalu siyam ba'da siyami Ramadan, shahrullah al-Muharram. We all know and we are aware that the fasting of the month of Ramadan is compulsory, mandatory. So the other 11 months, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the best month. The best month to fast in the 11th month, during the 11 months, is Shahrullah, the month of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is Muharram. So tomorrow, Thursday, the whole week you want to fast, Alhamdulillah. And the cherry on the top is the day of Ashura, that's the greatest day to fast. Inni ahtasibu alallah ayyukaffira sanat allati qablaha. That I hope and I expect Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to forgive the previous year's sins. So everyone, inshallah, make this intention Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday next week. We all will fast, inshallah, al-Aziz. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So that is as far as our virtues go. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba are in Makkah Mukarramah. They are being tortured, persecuted. Now the permission comes. One day, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu during the intense heat. It was not the normal time. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs Sayyidina Abu Bakr, be ready. Any day now, we will be leaving, but you keep it a secret. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was elated and delighted. He got the camels, everything ready, and he's waiting. Go and read, my brothers. Who is Ala Abi Bakrini Siddiq radiallahu anhu? What sacrifice they made on this journey of Hijrah, and see. Now the day comes. Khudid ulama, respected ulama, students, Tabaqat ibn Sa'd has mentioned, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves from Makkah Mukarramah, comes to Ghar-e-Thawr, and from there, if you count, right to Masjid Quba, 23 different places the Master alayhi salatu salam stopped on the occasion of the Hijrah. If you include Ghar-e-Thawr and you include Masjid Quba, then 25 places Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped. I want to show you, just because of time constraint, the Master alayhi salatu salam in Thaniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, spent 3 nights in that cave there. You go outside Makkah, till today the ghar is there. Ghar means a broad, wide cave. Ghar means, sorry, a narrow cave. Ghar means a narrow cave. And kahf means a broad, wide cave. So the ghar is Thawr, there Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is huma fil ghar. Thani yasnaini is huma fil ghar. Idh yakulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is so worried and concerned. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these enemies must just bend, they will see us. Allah Jalla wa Ala sends wahi. Ya Rasulullah Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your sahabi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah's help is with us. Don't be worried, no concern. Allah's mercy has enveloped us. Do you know what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq did? He went, he cleaned the cave, and lo and behold, there were two places, there were still crevices. He took his right foot and he placed it on one. He took his left foot and placed it on the other. He told the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rest now. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep. The Master alayhi salatu salam was resting, and something was stinging Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He himself says, I'm not sure what it was, spider, snake, whatever. The tears Mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda fell on the Mubarak countenance of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma yubkika ya Aba Bakrin, why are you crying? Then he explained that this is happening, Ya Rasulullah. That is Thaniya's name. How was the food going in there, my brothers? You ever thought of that? Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's elder sister, Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha, dhatun nutaqatain. That, you know, our nani ma's and daddy ma's, our old people, they used to wear like a belt, like a girdle. So she took that and she cut it, and remember, she would then fasten it. In the darkness of the night, they would smuggle in the food there. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr's father, his name Uthman, he asked, he was not Muslim that time, but he was blind almost, semi-blind. And he asked his daughters, Asma and them, your father is going for hijrah, what did he leave behind? What answer they gave, my brothers, my sisters, my children? They took the stones and they covered it with a cloth. They said, Ya Jaddi, oh our beloved grandfather, oh our dada, our father left so much for us. And he felt it. He said, okay, alhamdulillah. It was just stones. This is the sacrifice they made. Go and see, my brothers, in front what happened. Shuhayb Rumi radiallahu ta'ala, who sold everything of his. And he told the Meccans, you know, I'm the master marksman. Give me free passage and take my wealth. When he reaches Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rabiha Shuhayb. Oh Shuhayb Rumi, you made such a deal and transaction. Allah is giving you jannat for that. Go read the whole journey of hijrah, the turning point of humanity. How did this hijrah calendar get implemented? In time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no formal calendar as yet. They would use the major incidents. Wulida al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aam al-fil. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's milad mubarak took place, honorable birth, during the year of the elephant. 55 days or so prior to the miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of the elephant took place. You know, alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Abraha came from Yemen, wanted to destroy the Baytullah. Allah jalla wala used the small little birds, the ababil, and they decimated, destroyed them. Then you hear Ame Fateh Makkah, 8th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10,000 sahaba entered. And lo and behold, all the idols were removed, and Makkah Mukarramah became again a Darul Iman, Darul Islam. No more idols, and all that were totally removed. So it shows the major incidents. 10th year of the Hijrah, Amu Hajjatil Wida, the year of the farewell Hajj, where the Master Islam, but farewell to the Ummah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's time, the same thing. Then in Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu's time, the Islamic empire is extending, expanding. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is in Yemen. He writes a letter to Amirul Mu'mineen and tells him, you know, we're getting confused. We don't know which letter came first, which letter came second. Ulama go see Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi. The whole story is written, the whole incident. So we need a date. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, let's have an emergency meeting and mashura consultation. That we need, some people said, the birth of a personality. Someone said, the demise of a personality. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, no. We must start with the hijrah. Now, how are we going to start with the hijrah? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinah Munawwara in Rabiul Awwal. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal, the auspicious birth. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabiul Awwal, the demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, remember, during Rabiul Awwal. So, how are we going to start? So the hijrah suggestion was given by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said no. that we will start from the Hijrah, but the starting point will be the month of Muharram. That was when the preparation and everything started and so forth. Then there was ijma and consensus among Sahaba, and this is known as Awwaliyat-e Umar, that the reforms brought about by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. So imagine Sayyidina Umar. You know who is Sayyidina Umar? Inna Allah yantaliqu al-haq ala lisani Umar. Allah jalla wa ala let the truth flow from the tongue mubarak of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, waafaqtu rabbi fi thalath. Before the ayat was revealed, I suggested to the master alayhi salatu salam, let's do this. And then the ayat came, what Umar used to say radiallahu anhu arda, on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah used to send from the arsh. That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah wrote in Itqan fi ulum al-Quran, more than 20 places in the Quran Sharif, that Sayyidina Umar gave his suggestion. Allah jalla wa ala then revealed the verse according to his suggestion, the suggestion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, now the Islamic empire is expanding. We have the formal calendar. Now the meaning of the months, my brothers. We need to know the meaning of the months also. Muharram, honorable, respected. Safar, I came now today, I made Safar. From Durban, from Johannesburg to Durban, that is Safar, to travel with a scene. Safar with a sword means zero. So the people used to say that this month of Safar is bad luck month. It's a month of calamity, disaster. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, La Safara. Nay, we don't believe in this. There's no superstition, bad luck in Islam. That you see this glass here, we can pour Zamzam water in it. Oh Allah forbid, a person can pour alcohol in it. So that is our choice, remember that. So what are we making of the time? So Islam came to abolish that concept that Safar is bad luck and so forth and so on. Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, the beginning of spring and the ending of spring. Jumadal Ula, learn to pronounce the months correctly and spell correctly. All of you who are teaching, write and spell it there for your children. Jim with a Dhamma with a Pesh. J-U-M-A, Jumadal Ula, Jumadal Akhira, Jumadal Ukhra. So that is how the month where the water would get frozen. So that was the season at that time there. Then the month of Rajab, honorable month, one of the four sacred months. Sha'ban, the month where there are so many branches of doing good deeds. We have 15 nights of Sha'ban, we have fasting there, we have so many other actions. Surah number 49, verse number 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakariu wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uba. Allah uses a similar word. We created you, human being, from one male and one female. And what is that? That Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. And we made you into various nations and various tribes. So shu'ub, sha'ban, various actions we can do. Ramadan, shahru Ramadan alladhi. The only month that is mentioned in the Noble Quran explicitly. Surah 2 verse 185. Ramadan means tahriku dhunub. Today me and you, we only worry about Ramadan moon, Eid moon and so. When you study, you know, poetry, Arabic poetry, then you find mutanabbi. If people, you know, Arabic literature. So mutanabbi used to say that people look for the moon, but when I see the moon, then I see two moons. People say, Subhanallah, how you see two moons? He says, one is I see the new moon and the crescent, and then on Laylatul Badr, the 14th night, when I look at the moon shining in its glory and beauty, then I see my beloved wife also in the moon. Now imagine tonight you go and tell your wife that, oh my honey, my poppy, my darling, I saw the moon tonight and I saw you also. She will go for Mi'raj, what do you think? So you must remember this. So in marriage, you have to be a diplomat also, you must remember that. That's why you'll have so much damal with the wives and all this type of things. Woman they love, you must remember, you have to praise them and so forth. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged us to do this. So, and mashallah, our Qari sahab, Qari Hamza read, our Mohana Zahir sahab, Mahmood. Oh, Mahmood sahab, mashallah, read excellent, mashallah. And our Mawana Adamji, Allah Ta'ala reward him also. So all of you, our Mawana Huzaifa also. So excellent, mashallah. If you only understood the meaning and the Arabic, the Urdu and so forth, no time. Let's carry on what I want to explain to you. Then Shawwal, the month of hunting, the month now we must do everything because the next 3 months we have to sit still. Zulqa'dah is coming, month of sitting. Zulhijjah is coming, month of Hajj. Muharram is coming, again a sacred month. So Shawwal, the month of Shikar. Now go and hunt, start here, all this type of thing. So see our Islamic months, my brothers. Now let us draw a comparison. Anything of Islam, Maulana mentioned, this is not we, brothers. Take this out of your head. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. It's not we. It's just we cry, we beg Allah, ya Allah, these people are good people. These non-Muslims. But you see what happened to them. They got deviated. Their priest came, this one came. On the radio, I tell them, we spoke about the bishops and so forth. I said that you tell the people to believe in the Bible. But which Bible they're going to believe in? You got so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. So you must remember this type of thing. You're blowing their fuses also. So you must remember this type of thing. Show me which Bible they're going to believe in. So this. I said, show me. We told the Pope. But you see the Pope, he went there now to Canada. So much pedophilia that the priests were busy. They were busy with the children, busy here, you know all that. Wherever they can find parking, they just park. So parking in the parking, parking in the loading zone, parking wherever they want to. So that's what they do. You must remember this. So we told Pope, you must read the Bible in the original language by memory. So the answer came from there, there's no hope for the Pope. In this gathering here, I can take custom, we will have 50 Hafiz and so forth. In this gathering here, imagine, they can't produce one. You go to the Jutla, to the Jew, they tell me I wasn't calling him Jutla. I say, okay, I call you Jutli. Jutla is masculine, Jutli is feminine. So you must remember this, we tell the Jutla, read the Torah in the original language by memory. He tell me I'm an anti-Semite, he tell me I'm a terrorist. That's what they do. So they play the mind game. We have the best, my brothers. Share it with the rest. Take, I'm giving you now. Cross-reference. You remember it? Surah 9, verse 36. Make note. Our calendar started from day one, from time when Allah created this entire universe. So let us go and juxtapose and compare. Today, if I ask you, what is the date? You know exactly. Monday, 1st August, 2nd, Tuesday, 2nd August, Wednesday, 3rd. Everybody knows. You call that the Gregorian calendar. But go ask them, what is the origin of this Gregorian calendar? The Gregorian calendar was not always there. It was the Julian calendar, the Roman calendar. And the Roman calendar, Julian calendar, only had 10 months. So therefore, September, Sept means 7. October, Oct means 8. November, Nov means 9. December, Des means 10. So that was 1st of March. You remember, was their beginning of their year, the Roman, Julius Caesar, Julian calendar. If you study history, you study Latin, you will know all these things, yeah? Today we're studying something else, you know. The men are studying Robin Hood. The men are studying Hollywood. Hollywood. And the women are studying Bollywood. The children studying Robin Hood. And like that it goes. So we're wasting time, actually, you know. Study the real things that you will know. The Pope Gregory came. Then he's running around with the idol. That idol got two faces, one for good, one for evil. He says we have to change this Roman calendar and Julian calendar. And we must name the first month after this idol January. So Pope Gregory, Gregorian calendar. This was Pope Gregory the 13th. So he changed it. Then they couldn't come right still. So February came. Still they couldn't come right. Then they said, okay, we'll do like this. That some months 28, some 29, some 30, some 31. So these non-Muslims, they love to celebrate birthdays, right? So now Bichara, that guy is born on the 29th of February, leap year. So when is he going to have his birthday? Every 4 years. You see all the problems they have. So in Islam it's easy, you just look at the moon, you come to know the waxing, the waning of the moon. So learn all this. So we showed you your calendar, Christians, and the world today. I've been to China. When the year I went to China many years ago, they said the year of the dragon. This year, if you see 2022, they say the year of the dog. So every year they have a different one. When I was in Malawi, we've been Malawi how many times with Allah's help? There the people, they speak Memon with Tajweed. You know, you know, I'm a Memon, right? So this, so our Memon is not 100%. When they speak, so they speak with Tajweed. What's the news today, latest breaking news, Malawi man? Somebody ate up all the dogs. So I said, then what they wrote after that? They said, yes, a lot of Chinese came to Malawi and therefore the dog population disappeared. They finished up all the dogs, all the cats, everything they finished up. For them, everything is halal, what they worry. Kullu halal, zonke lungile. You know how it goes. So like that it works for them. So this year for them is the dog year. So I don't know, maybe they want to eat more dogs or what. You need to ask them, you know. That's how they operate, you know. Then you go to the Sikh calendar. If you study Sikhs, you must remember, then they have Nanak, Guru Nanak in it. So you must remember that Nanak Shahi is their calendar. You must study all these things. So Nanak Shahi is their calendar, and their calendar starts on the 14th of March. So remember that. They say, this is our calendar. So fine, it's your choice. So that is how. You go to Iran. So we've been to Iran. So there the Persians are very proud people. They became Muslim till 1500. From 640 Gregorian calendar to 1500, Iran was a Sunni country. Ismail Safavi came. Ibn Majah comes from Qazwin, Iran. So Imam Muslim comes from there, Nisapur, Iran. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawar Allah Marqadah, go study his forefathers from Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, go study his forefathers from Iran. Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, from Iran. So they in Iran today, they have no rose, no rose. New day, new year. So that starts on the 21st of March. So everyone got their own thing going. Remember, even today, that is how they work. But Islam came with the lunar calendar. So the non-Muslims say, but what is the benefit of your new lunar calendar? I say, see. In South Africa, your Christmas, your New Year, you live for 70 years, 100 years. All the time in your life, you will experience it in summer. You don't know what is Christmas, New Year in winter and so forth. I went to America, I went to Canada in December, January. You know how cold? Minus 18, minus 20, minus 25, 30 degrees. You can't even go out of your house. You know, I should tell my wife, I think if I go out, my toes will fall off. You know, so cold it was and so forth. So whole life is like that. Now you take our Ramadan, Siyam, our fasting, you take our Hajj, you take our Eid, Allah Jalla Wala, let it rotate. So we kept fast for 20, 21 hours when we were in UK and other places. When I went to Sweden and so forth, Scandinavian countries, I asked them, how long you fast? They say, we fast for 22, 23 hours, midsummer. And winter comes 8, 9 hours. In my life, we went through whole cycles, remember that. Mid-summer, mid-winter, all. So you tell me which is a fair system, a just system, that we experience our acts of worship in all times of the year, or yours which is stagnant only and does not rotate. So they also will say that it's true what you are saying. But the problem is we and you brothers, we don't learn Islam, we don't learn the Arabic language, we don't learn the du'as, nothing we learn. We just make G, G, G. So brothers, see, I want to show you a little bit of the Arabic language. The first three nights, you look at the moon. You see, nowadays the youngsters, they look at the moon, husband and wife, then they go for honeymoon. You know, understand? So when you look at the moon, then the first three nights is called Hilal. Hilal means Raf'u Sawt. Next three nights, the name changes. The next three nights, it changes. Therefore, Almighty Allah in His infinite wisdom has chosen the Arabic language. Arabic language never becomes archaic, never goes out of fashion. It was, it is, it will always be a living language. And study linguistics and you will find it like that. So that, and when it is the 14th night, Laylatul Badr. Sahaba say, I looked at the full moon, open Shamail Tirmidhi, and then I looked at the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Wallahi ma ra'aytu ahsana minhu. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm looking at the full moon, but I'm looking at you. There's no one more handsome than you, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you know, our Mawlana Mahmud. Mawlana Mahmud spoke about Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Go study. Allama Alusi rahimahullah of Baghdad wrote this in his kitab, in his tafsir. Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu used to say, Ya Rasulullah, I want to praise you today. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission. So what he said, Hassan, he just want to sentence read. So he read, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Lakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. It's not that I praise Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rank status of the master will be elevated. That Allah elevated the master himself. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. But my speech gets exalted and elevated by taking the name of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine how beautifully he explained it. So my brothers that learned this, the Arabic language. Then second, learn the du'as. Whenever the lunar month starts, there are three du'as. And each one of us must learn this. First du'a, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Hilalu, Ya Allah, this new moon, this crescent, make it a month of khair, goodness, wa Rushdin, and righteousness. So we say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Second one, Ubadah bin Samit, radiallahu anhu. Ubadah bin Samit, if you know his history, he's buried, when you come out from Majidul Aqsa, you will see he's buried there. He's buried there, Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu is buried there. Ubadah bin Samit is dark in complexion, like African. And remember, his wife is buried in Cyprus, Umm Haram radiallahu anha. Ubadah bin Samit said, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the dua when the new month begins. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Allahu Akbar, you know. Alhamdulillah, you know. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you know. So just learn the one sentence. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Oh Allah, I ask of you the best of this month. So if you husband, wife, you parents and children, you read this dua, what you think will happen? So your house will become a home and your home will become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility and serenity. We in South Africa, we know the crime, we know the criminality, we know the hijacking, kidnapping. Allah alone protect us. But did we read now Muharram, tonight is the fourth night, did we read? It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent. Qamar. Surah number 54. Qamar means increase and decrease, the waxing and waning of the moon. So Ya Allah, let this new moon and this crescent loom upon us with safety and security. Protect and preserve our iman and Islam. Imagine every month we are asking Allah. with tawfiq, and give me that ability, capacity, capability to say those words and do those actions. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, that you will be happy and you will be pleased, O beloved Allah. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, you are my sustainer, you are my nourisher, and you're the nourisher, sustainer of the celestial creation, the moon and everything else. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. I want to leave you all with one message. All you listeners, Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International Markaz, Sahaba, and all you brothers who are here, sisters, everybody at home. If I pose this question to you, when were you born? You will tell me this day, 1960, 1970, the old people, 1930, 40, whatever. I ask you, Baji, what is your Islamic date? Then you will see, look down. You'll see. How many of us know when we were born, Islamic date? How many of us? So when your children, you must remember they are born, so start writing down. I had one uncle, they all passed away. So he used to like me, we used to sit till 12, 1 o'clock at night. I say, Maso, they tell me when you were born. They say, 1st April. I say, and your brother? He say, 1st April. And I say, that the next brother? He say, 1st April. I say, 5 brothers. I told him, your father must be a real sharpshooter, man. So everyone, 1st April. How we manage that? Say, no sharpshooter business. You must remember, when they went to get registered, the white man asked them, which day you were born? Ayazi. They say, you coolie fool. April fool. April fool. April fool. April fool. They said, okay, you coolie, you don't know, we make April fool. You don't. See now our people. They never even knew when they were born. They just knew maybe the year and so forth. So if you ask them the Islamic year, so where are you going to work out? So that is your duty now. Tonight, you, your wife, you sit. Google, all day you are playing with Google, you know. So you put there Google, this is the day I was born, so what is my Islamic date? And then you write it down. Then when you were born, when you were married, all these things you write down. Because we need to know this. Our Islam is the best. So why you are being apologetic? We must give currency to our Islamic calendar. Therefore, in my programs and all, I don't mention the other dates. I only mention Islamic date. Why? We need to conscientize our people that what is Islam, and these are our sha'air, these are the symbols and the landmarks of Islam. So inshallah, my brothers, will continue. Today was the first night. Tomorrow I will be there in Mountain Rise, inshallah. Mashallah, the Capital Group, they gave you, yeah, in Phoenix, I don't know how many exactly, but quite a large number of decoders. Our Mawlana Huzaifa Noor, I think you distributed everything. So, all are gone, Mawlana? Or you still got some? All are gone. You still got some. So anyone here very poor and all that, poor people only. I know, I tell you that, you contact Mawlana Huzaifa, he still kept some day in the storeroom. You understood? So if you're very poor, then you go by Mawlana, he'll give you the decoder. Make dua for Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his brother and his sister and parents and all of them. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift they are giving all of us and all of you. Second one, my brothers, I want to appeal to you three things quickly. You know, Somalia, no rain there. Ask ourselves, one day did one tear come out? Ya Allah, these people, 40 years, they're going through that famine, and there's no water there, there's no rain. Our PE, there's so many problems there. So tonight, don't kill time, just raise our hand. Ya Allah, send your mercy and your rain to all these places. You heard what happened in Afghanistan. The Americans, they the real terrorists and so forth. They shot Ayman al-Zawahiri and what have you. That's what they claim. So anyway, all that we'll discuss some other time. But what I want to ask you is this. One side, you say that Afghanis are now the poorest people and they're doing this, then you go and attack the people there. So what happens to the country? You know why they do all this? Because the Afghan, the Taliban, with Iman in their heart, they made 48 countries put their tail between their legs and run from Afghanistan. Therefore, they want to bring them to their knees. So at least, minimum, my brothers, pray for the Ummah who are giving their lives. Remember this type of things here. And last one, for our own beloved country, my brothers. We don't know. I traveled so many countries with Allah's help. Beg Allah Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah is the best protector. Allah Jalla wala is most merciful one to show mercy. We thank our Hafiz Hussain Wadi, the coordinator of these programs. We thank our Mawlana Huzaifa and the Imams and all you trustees. I don't know you. And all of you brothers, Barakallahu Fik, and our engineers here, brother Dawood Munli, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, and Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and everybody. Allah Jallala reward you. So inshallah, you know it's 3 radios. We have to go back to the studio. So before we end up, let us make dua inshallah. And tomorrow inshallah I will be there in Pietermaritzburg, Mountain Rise after Isha. You can listen on the radio. You don't have to come there all the way. Allah Jallala make life easy for us inshallah. So we'll do that inshallah. What you will do? Tell your wife, see the moon, let's go for honeymoon. So you must say, darling, come, let's check our Islamic date inshallah. Okay, you'll do that inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى يا الله our brother Wail passed away today grant him جنة الفردوس يا الله all our مرحومين grant him جنة الفردوس يا الله اللهم انشر رحمتك على أهل سومال يا الله send your rain to سوماليا to Port Elizabeth يا الله اللهم اغثنا اللهم اغثنا اللهم اغثهم يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شعر يا حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي والدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين جزاكم